what really happened with your host, Mike Rivero, because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And welcome back to our show here, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're talking with Joe in Tennessee. And Joe, if you could just pick up where you left off.
Well, you know, I'm very frustrated that there's no indictments and all that. But I have to tell you, as far as like my goal, which is to see the abolishment of the FBI, which is our modern day Gestapo, and our CIA, which is an utterly corrupt, oligarchical power agency to just maintain the oligarchy and our foreign
policy.
It's our
version of
wars,
the KGB.
There's nothing better that Trump really could have done than put a person like Ray or Haskell in. Because they are furtherly discrediting the two enemies of the American people, these agencies, more than anything he could have done. If he would have put a reformer in, they could have saved, maybe salvaged their reputation, but now they are so finished. If Trump is reelected, he has set them up for a big fall as far as hopefully he wants to get rid of the FBI. And we don't need an FBI. We don't need a Gestapo to go out there. And I mean, this thing in Michigan is a joke. You know, the fact that they say there's no Antifa. I mean, you had Harris up there quoting the Ray director more than the Democrats quote this guy all the time. This isn't the first time. I think Biden was quoting Ray before about white supremacy and Antifa. And last night, I forgot what they quoted him about. But, you know, does the FBI ever speak out against any of these, like, knowing lies, like the Russia bounty or any of these other things, these talking points? No, it's only to attack the white people in this country and nationalism, populism, and Trump. So I think it's wonderful what's going on, although it is very frustrating because I want to see frog march and indictments. But I hope that Trump can get reelected and then really clean house. If he's reelected, he will be a type of Caesar. And I think that's probably giving them a lot of discomfort on Capitol Hill. I think the Zionists probably don't like it because, you know, they whenever they see like a big leader, unrestrained leader, they think of Hitler, you know, because it's been imprinted in them because they're Jewish people. And that's something they're taught since they're kids. You can't have a nationalist, you know, a powerful leader, or you'll get a Hitler. So they don't like seeing that. That's probably part of the reason they're very alarmed by Trump. And there seem to be a lot of the people that are behind destroying Trump. But once again, you know, I don't want to sit here and act frustrated because it is frustrating. I mean, I see these people on TV and they talking about, you know, Jim Jordan, and the FBI did this and they did that. And I'm just screaming at the TV like, well, what are you going to do about it? You know, but maybe it's actually going to work in, you know, it's more strategic. It's like Sun Tzu or something, you know, let them destroy themselves.
Well,
and
it's part of
the
overall erosion of public confidence in the government as a whole. You know, because people are looking at what the FBI has really turned out to be, what the CIA has really turned out to be, what the NSA has really turned out to be. And they start thinking, well, you know, what about all the other components of government that we were taught in elementary school were lovely, sweet people who had our best interests at their heart? You know, what are they up to that we need to be finding out about? And this is one of the symptoms that I think precedes a Soviet Union style collapse in this country.
Well, I hate to see the economic things that's going to bring, but we can't go on the way it is. This corruption has to be rooted out of the system, and it's systematic corruption. You know, they talk about systematic racism in this country, which is nonsense, but there is systematic corruption. I mean, this is part of the game. The power players, you know, pull a jujitsu move and have us all talking about systematic racism when they should be talking about systematic corruption. Which is universal now in all our institutions. And that's one of the things I love about this Trump presidency. What do you want to say about anything else? This systematic corruption is totally being exposed. And it really, you know, you hear like Hannity and these others saying, well, it was just Comey. It's just the FBI agents at the top. Well, it turns out it wasn't just Comey. And it turns out it's Comey's replacement. And it turns out it's all these other people that were worried, taking out insurance because they knew what they were doing was illegal. So, you know, I personally think the FBI needs to be disbanded right away. It's just thoroughly corrupt and it's too powerful of an institution to be this corrupt. It's got too much power to be so corrupt. And
they blackmail all of our members of Congress. They blackmailed John F. Kennedy. They're probably blackmailing the Supreme Court justices as well. All of Washington, D.C. is this Gordian knot of all of these blackmail connections going back and forth. And at some point, some part of it's going to snap and it's all going to unravel. And the American people are going to get a real wake up call as to the true nature of the government that has taken root in this country.
Just look at, isn't it very interesting how the media covers for the FBI, too? I mean, it used to be back in the late 60s and 70s, the media had an adversarial relationship with the FBI back with the Nixon era, you know? They exposed the FBI.
Well, not entirely.
I agree.
At the end of World War II, the intelligence agencies moved to control all the media. The CIA called it Operation Mockingbird. I don't know what the FBI called it. The reason the FBI was held to account in the 60s, in the Nixon era, had to do with the COINTELPRO scandal, where some people broke into an FBI office and they obtained the files about what the FBI was actually doing to stifle free expression and the democratic process, and it was made public, and the corporate media had no choice but to report it because everybody'd already heard about it, and they didn't want to be seen as covering up for the FBI. So they ran with it. Congress had hearings. The FBI said, we promise not to do it anymore, and that was the end of it. Of course, the FBI is still playing those games.
Hey, one real quick note about the debate. You know, you hear the Kamala Harris make a point that that Trump hasn't nominated any black judges to the federal bench. Well, the fact of the matter is most black judges aren't conservative. You know, I mean, it comes down to that. You have to understand, you know, you can't use that as a thing about race. It's really about politics. The fact of the matter is 90% of blacks as judges are going to be very left. They're not going to be constitutionalists. If they were constitutionalists like Clarence Thomas, Trump would put them on in a minute. So it really goes to the fact that black people are very one-sided in their political views. So if it's a Republican president, they're not going to be that many black judges. It's not racist. It's just politics. It's their judicial philosophy, and that's what it comes down to. And they always got to use this race card. But the fact of the matter is, it's like black women. 98% of black women are Democrats, and they're going to be they're not going to be strict constitutionalists. They're going to be judicial activists. So that's what it's about, Camel. It's not about racism. Anyway, all right, well, thanks. I'll leave you on that note. Thank you, Michael.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Bruce in Texas. Hello, Bruce. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I'll try to be quick here. I watched the NBC Morning News, the Today Show, and one of the clues that told me that, you know, trying to discount my own personal opinion that Pence won the debate is because they almost had a news blackout, is as if it wasn't even a debate last night. I mean, they totally just ignored the fact that there was a debate. I found that interesting. I think Pence had lost.
I'm getting emails saying that the Fly won the debate last night.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a 2-versus-1 debate, actually. I don't know who that moderator was, but she came across as an NPR news host, you know, with her loaded questions. What we do if Trump refuses to concede the election? You know, they threw that at him at the very last debate in 2016.
Yes.
You remember that? Yeah. And then what happened to Pence was right. Pence, you know, he was on the ball on that one. Like, well, Hillary didn't concede for 3 years. You know, and then Kamala brought up that losers and suckers, the people who died in the military are losers and suckers, fake quote that hasn't been sourced.
Yeah, but that's already been discredited. I mean, the editor of The Atlantic came out and said, no, the sources turned out to be unreliable on that one.
That shows how duplicitous they are. They'll just put something up and then, oh, it gets discredited later, but then they keep repeating it as if it wasn't discredited. I mean, talk about fake news
They're playing to the people who don't get their news from the internet, which is still sadly a majority of the American people. And so, yeah, they can be confident standing up there and regurgitating the same lies that they've been using over the last several months, because they realize most of the people actually watching their TV sets don't know that these lies have been exposed in the past.
Yeah, they're shooting for the low info voter, that's for sure.
Yes.
Trump wouldn't disavow white supremacists, you know, canard they keep throwing out over and over again. And he came out on Fox News on Hannity and kind of like, he walked the walk for that one. And he act like he didn't ever do that. And I'm kind of disappointed in the RNC or in the campaign for not pushing Antifa down the Democrats' throat, you know? Were you disavow Antifa? Even BLM. Bring up BLM. The hell with that. I mean, they're violent. Look what's going on. They're turning our society upside down for criminals who get shot, you know, deserve to be shot. So in most cases, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I think he won. It's just really frustrating that it looks like an uphill climb in the media and trying to get people to recognize, you know, truth versus the spin, you know.
Okay.
And and I think it was great. I think a great shot that Pence did. He's a really quick thinker. When Harris ran off that list of a Bush era GOP establishment people, and he said, "Yeah, that's a good list of the Washington establishment." He could have said deep state, but I doubt, you know, he could get away with that. Anyhow, that's all I had to add for tonight.
All right. Well, Bruce, thank you very much for the phone call here. And we're going to switch to Al in Canada. Hello, Al. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. You know, most people remember the shocking lie, not the boring truth.
Yes.
It's sad. Sensationalism, right?
Well, you know, remember Hitler wrote in Mein Kampf, the bigger a lie is, the more people will believe it.
Yeah. It's insanity. You know, I mean, most people, everyone loves a story. You know what, Mike? And the thing is, what it does is it actually gets our imagination going, right? And then our senses are all of a sudden turned on, and we react to that sort of thing. But, you know, that's just the way it works.
Yeah, it's a good analysis.
Your first caller was talking about fascism. None of the isms have worked.
Well, somebody just sent me an email saying that socialism can only work in two places, heaven where it's not needed and hell where it's already in existence.
Well, I think any of the isms implemented always leads to one road. And you know, you're always going to have psychopaths that are always going to find ways around things. One way or another, and that's what happens.
Yes.
It's always happened that way. It's happened that way throughout history. So, I don't pretend to know, like, well, what's the best way of doing things, but I do know that most people remember the shocking lie and not the boring truth.
Yes.
The truth is there are too many people on this planet.
Because the shocking lie gets a headline, and then the retraction is always buried on page 27 underneath the obituaries.
Exactly. So, you know, you come up with all this nonsense that, you know, the United States is awash in coal. You have enough coal for 200 or 300 years, I think.
Yes.
And obviously, you know, everyone is led to believe that CO2 is a horrible thing.
Yes.
And, of course, you know, coal being very dense, it has a high BTU value per unit.
Yes.
Whatever the unit you want to measure it in. So, obviously, correspondingly, the other end of the equation, there's going to be a lot more CO2. But CO2 can do a lot of things as well. The problem is that we live in a capitalist society, and only the things that sell and make people rich are allowed to be used.
Yes. Well, you know, the oil industry is very powerful, very large, and they don't want competition from coal. They don't even want competition from nuclear. They want an exclusively oil-based economy for the entire planet because that will maximize their profits. You know, it's possible to have clean power using coal. The technology already exists. But again, it's an economic threat to the established order.
Well, with all these, I don't even know the word to use, alarmists saying that CO2 is a pollutant. There's no basis for that in reality whatsoever.
Not at all. Not at all. It's essential to the cycle of life.
Yeah, and it's one of the things. It's once again, it's a shocking lie.
Yes.
And the fact is that CO2 has been four times as high as it is right now in the past. Mm-hmm. And we are coming out of an ice age. It's going to get warmer no matter what. There's not a lot we can do about it. If humanity ceased to exist, it wouldn't matter. The Earth's not
it would
gonna,
matter
like,
to me.
Change overnight. Well, I don't want to see it. You know what I mean? Well,
yeah.
I guess no one would, right? You don't want to see
it. Yeah,
I can't see that.
I'm sorry. I would take the end of humanity on a personal level. What can I tell you?
Well, I mean, it's who we are.
Yes, but yes, it is.
It is. This morning on the Canadian state sponsored. Propaganda website, the CBC. Now they're
yes.
now they're crying that nitrous oxide is worser than CO2. It's way worser, Mike.
No more Ready Whip.
I used to huff that when I was a kid.
Yeah, I know that was very popular.
Right? Yep, laughing gas we called it. Like, and that's a long time ago before people even knew about it.
Yes.
But it just goes to show you, so really now, at this point, now they're going after cars, right?
Yes.
Like gasoline engine cars.
Yes.
I don't have a problem with it. But
I don't either. You know, in fact, when Claire and I bought our car, we did look for an electric or a hybrid, but we simply couldn't afford it. So we got this Hyundai, which is actually a very wonderful car, by the way. But, of course, out in California, they've now just declared by imperial edict that all gasoline-powered vehicles will be off the road by thus and such a few years down the road without addressing the issue that the state's electrical system can't even keep up with current demand, let alone what happens when so many million people start plugging in their cars to charge at night.
Exactly. Exactly. It's almost like they're trying to build an elitist society in California,
yes.
But the people that are building it aren't elitists.
No.
They're failures in every sense of the word.
They don't think these things all the way through. They go for the soundbite that they think is going to impress the most voters or the most backers, and they just go with it. You know, like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and her Green New Deal. And people kept saying, you know, you're talking about $2.5 trillion here. How are you going to pay for it? And she just says, well, we'll just pay for it. Really? How? Oh, we'll just pay for it. She hasn't thought it all the way through how to make this actually work. You know, it's like when they brought along, ethanol-based fuels. And they said, oh, this is all going to be carbon neutral and it's going to be wonderful. And it turned out, of course, to be a complete and utter failure. First of all, when it was first introduced, it was ruining the fuel systems of cars that were designed to use gasoline rather than alcohol. Now, of course, newer cars can use either one, which is a good thing. But when you add in the carbon dioxide imprint of processing the plant matter into alcohol, there's a carbon footprint there. And so,
can you hold me over real quick, Mike?
Yeah, I'm going to hold you over here, and then we're going to talk a little bit more about ethanol fuel. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And welcome back to our show here. And a friendly reminder and a nudge in the ribs that Republic Broadcasting Network is in the middle of a perpetual fundraiser to basically just keep our equipment working so that we can keep on giving you good information so that you, the voter, can make good choices. So once again, the postal address where you can send a check, money order, or if you prefer, anonymity cash is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number to make a credit or debit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 3. The network thanks you, and I thank you, especially to all of you who've already donated. Thank you very, very much. All right, we're talking with Al in Canada. We were talking about how so many of these liberal ideas are not thought all the way through. We were using ethanol fuels as one example, where it, because alcohol has less chemical energy than gasoline, you have to buy and burn more of it to accomplish the same amount of work. And there were various other shortcomings as well. So, Al, take it away.
Well, you know, and what is never, ever, ever mentioned with ethanol is it's basically one potato short of blinding white lightning.
Yes.
Right? It's yep. Booze.
Yes.
And they're selling it for pennies for a gallon, right?
Oh, yeah, but that
so
drinkable booze,
when you go to the liquor store, why is it so expensive?
The taxes.
Yeah. That's what's crazy. And, yep. you know, alcohol burns at a very low temperature, and you know, blah, 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 blah. There's not a lot of energy, not like gasoline, which is, I mean, it's just packed with all those carbon, hydrogen, and oxygen atoms all bundled
yes.
together. But I think, like, this is only my personal opinion, now that we're, you know, we're into, like, energy. Solar.
Yes.
It's the only way to go. It's not mechanical. Once you buy it, there's nobody behind it stoking a furnace or anything like that. All you need is light, period.
And batteries for when the light has gone away. You know, the problem is that solar cell efficiency, there have been recent claims about we found a breakthrough technology to make solar cells more efficient, but for some reason it has not yet reached the consumer level.
Well, that's always what happens, right?
Yes.
That's just the way it is. Because all the money is in the old stuff.
Yes.
And there's another problem right there. It's just money. It's money.
Yes.
Or what people use as some form of barter, trading system, currency, whatever you want to call it. That is the real root of all the problems of any society. Because, you know, you're in for a penny, you're in for a pound. That's just the way it is. It's another one of these isms that just doesn't work. And it's, you know, we're fresh out of the trees, Mike. I mean, I've said this before. And people, a lot of people don't realize it because, I don't know, they're too proud or whatever. But as soon as you can look at another person, whoever it is, that you absolutely disagree with and you're not filled with rage and hatred, I think now we're ready. At that point, now we are ready to, you know, actually talk about what's best for society. Is this finger pointing and
yes.
checkmating
and calling each other names
and this
knee-jerk rage, you know, if the person in front of you disagrees with you about anything, that's very destructive of our civilization.
I love it. I love hearing other people's opinions. And I love hearing why they believe that. What I don't like hearing is the arguing and the name-calling. As soon as you resort to name-calling, it's over.
Yes, you've lost the argument.
Yeah, you're done. You're done. But, of course, you know, some people react in a positive way to that sort of thing because they kind of feel the same way about, like, you know, they feel a little like that person. So you're in. And it is just, it's sad. It's really sad. And, you know, until humanity matures, this is the sort of nonsense that we're going to have to deal with. It's, you know, Mike, I got to wonder, after November 3rd, what's going to happen with these masks?
They're going to go away.
I can't wait. I just can't wait. Thanks for your time, Mike.
No, they're
going
to go away. All right, you got it.
I think so, too.
Thanks an awful lot for the phone call.
Thanks.
And we're going to switch over to David in Boston. Hello, David. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Michael. I'm just getting on a train here.
Okay.
Can you hear me okay?
Well, you're a little muffled here, but go ahead. What's on your mind?
Okay. And I can put my phone on mute, but then I won't be able to hear you. But
I can hear you. Actually, here's okay, Dave.
Huh?
Dave, I'm going to have to put you on hold because we're up on another commercial break here. So stay on the line. It's a 4-minute break, and I'll be right back to take your phone call. Okay.
Good.
All right. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Welcome back to our show here, and we are talking with David in Boston, who's on a train, so there's a little bit of background noise. David, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I got off the train, Michael, at a stop. So,
okay.
Hey, Mike, listen, I designate the FBI as a terrorist organization. Yeah, you heard it right, FBI. You're a terrorist organization. The other day, I hit some of the high spots, like Waco and the Alfred P. Murrah Federal Building in Oklahoma and
Ruby Ridge.
Listen, how about Russell Means? How about John Singer, the Mormon man
yes.
up in Utah? Huh? And how about Ed and Elizabeth Brown up in New Hampshire, huh?
Yes.
How about Mark and Nick Begich's dad? And Hale Boggs up in Alaska, huh? You bastards are terrorists. You're a terrorist organization. I decree you're a terrorist, and the curse of Jesus Christ abides upon you. And you're not long for this world. You're coming down. We're done with you. We're done with you. You're over and done with, okay? You think I'm bluffing? You're a terrorist organization, and we're not going to put up with you anymore. I could go on and on about all the people you've killed. How about Richard Jewell? How about Richard Jewell, you bastards? You rotten bastards. You're the scum of the earth. Oh, man, Mike, I could go on and on, but I'm telling you,
The great Satan is a wicked one. A wicked one.
Well, don't sugarcoat it like that. Tell us how you really feel. David, you still there? Okay, David has dropped. And let's switch over to Miles in Maine. Hello, Miles. Your ears must be burning. We've been talking about you. What's going on?
Well, hello, Michael. I wanted to cover a couple things with you. One, I'll start off with is I think Vice President Pence showed that he's absolutely useless to the Trump ticket last night.
Okay.
He had so many chances to step in to really make Harris look like a hypocrite. And quite honestly, Michael, he didn't do the job that Tulsi Gabbard did on her.
Yes.
Tulsi Gabbard took her to task, and that knocked her right out of everything until she resurfaced. But Pence had a chance to really wipe her out, and he just sat back there and did not. He was lifeless. I mean, he looked like a cadaver up there.
Claire had that same observation that, you know, Kamala Harris seemed to always be on the offensive, and, you know, Pence was just sort of hanging back. Now, I don't know, maybe Pence has a distorted sense of being a gentleman, and, you know, because Kamala Harris was a woman, he was going gentle on her. But in politics, you shouldn't do that, especially if you look at some of the women politics has brought us, like Hillary Clinton and Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah, I agree with you there, Michael. But even if you're being a gentleman, you know what? Here's the point. All she did was smile and laugh and cackle. And, you know, my point to her would have been, what's so funny here? We're talking about America. What's so funny here that you're laughing and cackling about everything that's going on here?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I would have raised quite a few different more issues myself. I mean, and I often think, you know, as it's been postured in the past, but what a Tucker Carlson would have done with her right then and there.
Yes.
And then, Michael, you know, I want to get to another issue here because the caller called in again, and I want to put an end to this myself. You know, he called in, and he more or less, he made some good points and things on his call, but then he got around to me. I think he missed that call where that caller from Memphis called me names, which is unprecedented on your show.
Yeah, well, we're trying to basically rein all of that sort of stuff in and stick with the issues here.
Right. Well, we should, but we shouldn't let it be at my expense. I was called a name because I chose
don't feel
not,
picked on. I mean, there's been a lot of name calling, you know, for a lot of the callers.
I chose not to debate and argue with somebody because I wanted to make a point about another topic because that's what I call the show for. So I was called a name by that person who also called another caller a name. So the problem isn't Miles, and it's not the other caller that was called a name. It's the guy who's out here calling the names. And you should have directed it that way, Michael. You should have told him. You should have told him you don't have the right to come on my show and call other callers' names. You can contest what they say. But you don't have the right to call them cowards because they choose not to engage in another argument, but rather to ask a question. And that's where you should have come into play. And with that, Michael,
you're right. I should have, and that's why we're starting to crack down on all of this now.
Right, but you never put it in his corner that he was wrong. So these guys call in and look like I'm wrong and the other caller was wrong and not the guy calling the names was wrong. And that's the problem. Thank you, Michael.
All right. Well, thank you very much. And we're going to switch over to Mitchell in Memphis. Mitchell, hello. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, my God. What timing.
Yes. Be nice.
Hey, Mike.
I have a drop button and
I'm
not afraid to use
it. There. A little humor bit. Mike, let me tell you something. The other caller talked about, a couple of points here, just housekeeping. When people talk about overpopulation and climate change, I don't want to have that discussion until we talk about Nikola Tesla.
Yes.
And the banks defunded him, and I guess the military and the government made off with his body of work. Now, Mike, you're the tech person. What he was doing in, what was it, Mike, 1910 or 1919 with the Tesla Tower possibly could have solved all of our energy problems.
Well, the reason that was defunded by the banks is the system would be impossible to put a meter on. The idea was it was going to broadcast electricity through the Earth's crust, and anybody could tap into it. And there was no way to basically meter how much they were using and send them a bill. And that's why the idea lost favor with the banks. They didn't realize Tesla's ultimate goal was free electricity for everybody.
Exactly. So we would not have enough. I mean, a population is not because there's not enough space on Earth. It's about resources and resource management.
Yes.
Think if you could go out and get energy for your needs as a human being the same way you can go out on a spring day and have enough wind to fly a kite. It's just there. You just have it. Clean, efficient.
But the wind is not always there, and neither is the water. When you talk about resource management, I mean, ultimately, if you think about it, increasing the available energy to people is one of the easier problems to solve versus, you know, food supply, water supply, keeping the air clean so people can breathe. Those are proving far more intractable.
But Mike, everything tracks back. The food supply, all these things track back to a need for energy. Think about how much of each dollar is spent on purchasing energy to do drying your hair, the fryers at restaurants, driving. Everything goes back to energy. And what if energy could be abundant, free, efficient? I don't know. It'd be a global game changer. But number two, the one ism that we haven't tried is voluntarism. I'm not going to go there. I mentioned Thomas Hobbes every damn phone call. I don't agree with him. Number three, the other day, yesterday, whenever, you checked me on it, I meant to say that the vaccine, what did I say, the coronavirus vaccine is dangerous. Maybe what you should do is put some background waterfall music and embed a subliminal message. Why don't you do that, Mike, so everybody's hearing that, you know, the vaccine is bad. The vaccine is bad. But getting to my point...
Well, I think pretty much the audience of this show knows that I'm an anti-vaxxer. You know, I'm very concerned over the recklessness with which these products are put onto the market and shoved into our arms. And I, for one, am certainly not going to be taking any COVID-19 vaccine for many months after it's introduced to make sure it's not killing a bunch of people like the swine flu vaccine did back in 1976.
That's what I'm saying. A subliminal suggestion. I'm sort of joking around, but there's truth in the jest. I'm just saying, I want to keep, that's why I tried to bring it up yesterday. I just want to keep pushing on this idea that this thing is not tried and true. It's dangerous. I want to keep that in the minds of people. Number three, but I want to tell you this also real quick before I run out of time. We have this ongoing thing of the bad people, or is it the bad government system? I want to read some. I went to the, let's go to the bedrock of this system of government. Let's go to the Bill of Rights. I'm at the Bill of Rights Institute. The first 10 amendments to the Constitution make up the Bill of Rights. James Madison wrote the amendments, and here it is, which lists specific prohibitions on government power, then in response to calls from several states for greater constitutional protection for individual liberties. Now, I'm going to look at this. I'm going to title this Crisis of Vague Language. And let me run down here, and let's go to, for instance, Amendment 8. Excessive bail shall not be required, nor excessive fines imposed. And this is what I want to point to. Nor cruel and unusual punishment inflicted. Now, I'm going to read something real quick if I can. Albert Woodfox, 67 years old, has been in solitary, known in the jargon as closed cell restriction, since April the 18th, 1972, following a prison riot that resulted in the death of a guard. Apart from a three-year period in which he was kept among the general population of a parish jail, he has spent every day since then entirely alone in a 6-foot by 8-foot cell with views through metal bars only of the concrete corridor. He is held in the cell for 23 hours a day. In the final hour, he is allowed to shower and walk up and down the corridor, or weather permitting, to have an isolated walk in the exercise yard. Now, this man was released. This isn't something that happened in 1840. This man was released in 2016. So just think about that. 42 years. 42 years in a 6x8. I can't even imagine, and I don't even want to. But real quick, now 33 states have the federal government. Let's see, it says here, now 33 states and the federal government have some form of compensation law for wrongfully convicted. Well, that means, look at the, let's switch it around. That means that 17 states do not compensate the innocent. Now this man wasn't innocent, but I want to bring up this also. When what is it called? A remittiture. A remittiture is a ruling by a judge, usually upon a notion to reduce or throw out a jury verdict, lowering the amount of damages granted by a jury. So let's put it all together. Let's go back to Amendment 8. It says, nor cruel and unusual punishment inflicted. And I know that you're going to say, well, those are bad people that made these judgments, the judges and stuff. But, Mike, did Amendment 8, because of vague language, did it leave the door open for bad people to do bad things? And the fact that this is still going on with these people are incarcerated like this. Albert Woodfox is the most egregious example, but there's a lot of examples. So is it the system, or is it just the bad people, or does Amendment 8 need to be tweaked? Does it need more specificity? What do you say, Mike?
It needs people to stand up for it, and I think at some point we have to point the finger at this individual's attorneys who should have appealed that decision. On the basis of it violating the Eighth Amendment.
The Eighth Amendment says nor cruel and unusual punishment. That's subjective. What does that mean? We need specificity.
Well, I think we'd have to go back to the judge on that one. I think most people certainly would agree that 40-plus years in solitary confinement is cruel and unusual punishment. What they're getting ready to do to Julian Assange, I think, falls under that category.
And so this stuff, at any rate, one last thing. I want to go up to the Fifth Amendment. The latter part of the Fifth Amendment is eminent domain. I love how they call it eminent domain in 1791 when most of the people didn't know how to read. But nevertheless, the takings clause. And it says, nor shall any person be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor shall private property be taken for public use without just compensation. Now, first of all, once again, we get to the vagaries. And I could tear this down word by word, but we get to the vagaries of what is just compensation. And what has been determined, the state determines the compensation. We, the individuals who are having our property taken, do not get to determine. There is a thing called subjective valuation, but there's still talking about that, you'll get what's called fair market value. And I wanted to ask you something. So the state's going to say you're going to get fair market value what we offer you. So let's say you get X amount of, it's going to be monetary value, and so the state's going to give you money. Well, they're going to give you specifically Federal Reserve notes. So it says without just compensation. We don't know specifically what that means because, once again, it's vague. But we know what it didn't mean, because Federal Reserve notes did not exist until 1913. And the Fifth Amendment and the Takings Clause was written in 1791, or implemented. So here in 2020, if they take you and Claire's house via the eminent domain seizure, let's name it for what it is, seizure process, you will be compensated with Federal Reserve notes, an instrument that also is subject to highly unconstitutional. So you see what I'm saying? I mean, would that be a class action lawsuit right there? All these people that have been given Federal Reserve notes when the Fifth Amendment could not have been meaning Federal Reserve notes because they didn't exist. What do you think?
I'm not sure I'm following your logic on that particular one. I mean, I've been making the argument for quite some time that all of this spying on Americans through our computers and our computer network is a violation of the Fifth Amendment, because they're using our RAM, our CPUs, our hard drives, our internet connection. They're taking it for so-called public use without any compensation at all to us end users.
Well, what I'm saying is in a takings case, the government, the state, only offers you monetary fair market value. That's going to be Federal Reserve notes. They don't compensate you in gold. They don't compensate you with a mark on the tally stick. You don't get yak dung. You don't get wampum bait. You get Federal Reserve notes. They didn't exist at the time that Amendment 5 was written. That's what I'm saying.
Yes. I'm not sure I agree with that argument. I'm not sure I agree with that argument.
All right, how about this one? Nor shall private property be taken for public use. Public use, so the individualist is the individual shall not have the private property be taken. unless for public use. Public use, that's utilitarianism. Now, mind you, this says for the greater constitutional protection for individual liberties. And now, right here in the middle of the Bill of Rights, protecting individual liberties, it says you as an individual shall not have your property taken unless it's for public use. Utilitarianism is the doctrine that actions are right if they are useful or for the benefit of a majority. The doctrine that an action is right insofar as it promotes happiness and that the greatest happiness...
Yeah, this has been abused a lot. This has been abused a lot. I've seen cases where private homes were taken by eminent domain and then turned over to developers. Anyway, Mitchell, I got to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials. I'm going to try and jam three phone calls into our last segment of our program today after we come back from these words from our sponsor.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's. 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no way, can't draw no pay.
Welcome back to our show here. Last segment of our program today here. We're going to back to the phones to Layla in Canada. Hello, Layla. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. I was surprised that I haven't heard more comments about Kamala Harris. One gentleman who called earlier was criticizing Mike Pence for looking like a cadaver. Well, Mike Pence had absolutely no alternative. He did the only thing he could have done, because if he had actually been too aggressive in dealing with Kamala Harris, he would have been accused of being sexist as well as racist. However, Kamala Harris, when the camera was on her, especially in the first half of the so-called debate, was mugging. She had her eyebrows raised, and she had this sneer, smug look on her face. And then when she did talk, she just behaved like a juvenile off the street. I was embarrassed, and I think that's one of the reasons our government, or the U.S. government, well, here in Canada as well, has deteriorated so badly. There was a time when men were conducting affairs, that they, most of them, conducted themselves in a restrained manner, much less the way Mike Pence did. Trump gets criticized for being too aggressive, and then when Pence is restrained and respectful, he's criticized. I don't understand how someone like Kamala Harris could reach the position that she's in, except that she got in every position because she was a woman and a, quote, woman of color. And if that's the way we're choosing leaders in any Western democracy, then it's no wonder that we've fallen to the level that we have. Again,
agreed.
Go back and look at her facial expressions. They were juvenile. They were childish. It was like someone stealing a scene. The facial expressions were disgraceful, and she was wearing obviously her eyelids were heavy because she had on these false eyelashes, and she kept blinking. But on top of that, it was the sneering smirk on her face that was just...
A lot of people complained about that. Yeah.
Has anyone complained?
A lot of people complained about that. Oh, yeah, I got a lot of emails on it. Yeah.
That's good to hear. Now, let's hope that it reflects in the way, if the vote, whatever legitimate vote takes place, let's hope that reflects, because that's the woman. Should Joe Biden drop dead, we've got basically a juvenile delinquent off the streets who's been promoted because of her appearance, of her skin color, and her
a lousy way to
identity.
Run a country.
It's scary.
Yeah, it's
absolutely scary. So, anyway, and as for, some of the comments that were made about other people calling in, it's true, callers should not be condemning other callers. However, one of the problems is when you get into the fray, you've got to have thick skin.
That's true.
And yes,
true.
The problem falls on your shoulders, Mike. And I think you've got a lot to deal with. But, yeah, some people should refrain from criticizing others. Deal with issues
and
facts.
All right. Well, Layla, I got to let you go. We're at the end of the program here. My apologies to the callers who did not get on the air. Just call in tomorrow. Of course, we're going to have the lovely Lady Claire in hour number two. Stay tuned for John Stadmiller. He's going to have Steve Elkins on in his hour number two with lots of good information to share with you. Please spread the word of Republic Broadcasting. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please donate. We need your help to keep doing what we're doing. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party property, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.